January 30. Your case is not hopeless. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66:2. You have been presented before me as in doubt and despair. Christ said of you, as he said to Peter, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Luke 22:31-32. I bring to you good news. Jesus loves you, tempest-tossed soul. You have not made shipwreck of faith, although Satan has tried to make you believe that you have done this. Look and live. Come to Christ just as you are. Take him as your personal Savior. You have made mistakes, but not willfully. You were drawn away by temptation. The possession of a large amount of means intoxicated your mind and perverted your judgment. You did not understand how to use means wisely to the glory of God. Yet you have invested means in his cause and where it will be used to his glory. My brother, although you have not manifested all the wisdom that you could and should have exercised, God accepts all you have done with a desire to promote his glory. These words were presented to me for you. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, Hebrews 2:17, through the atonement. The repenting sinner is to believe in Christ as his personal Savior. This is his only hope. He may lay hold on the merits of the blood of Christ, presenting to God the crucified and risen Savior as his worthiness. Thus, through Christ's offering of himself, the innocent for the guilty, every obstruction is removed, and the pardoning love of God flows forth in rich streams of mercy to fallen man. Only come to Jesus now, while it is called today. The experience you have been passing through will prove of highest value to you when you yoke up with Christ to be a laborer together with God. You have delighted in the truth, you have believed the truth, and you believe it still and hope against hope because the Holy Spirit is striving with you. You have made crooked paths for your feet because of temptations, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. Letter 91, January 30, 1895, to a well-to-do SDA businessman.